Harper Audio presents The Theory of Death, a Decker Lazarus novel by Faye Kellerman. Read for you by Richard Ferrone. Chapter 1. I need a favor. Nothing by way of introduction, but then again, phone etiquette, or any kind of etiquette, had never been the kid's strong suit. Decker knew who it was. McAdams had been calling him off and on since he left Greenbury PD for Harvard Law, mostly to bitch and moan. His complaints rarely centered on school studies. Instead, they had way more to do with his schoolmates and people in general. Shoot. It's reading period up here. Finals are in 2 weeks. Can I crash at your place and study down there?
Sure, you can come here, but I can't guarantee how quiet it'll be.
I can use the libraries at the 5 colleges, and there is an invention called earplugs. In any case, I need to get out of here.
Is everything okay?
I'm fine. I'm just sick of the place. You know me. I'm not a good team player.
Not one for study groups?
Weren't you the one who said that groups were only as good as their weakest link?
I might have made that remark.
There are a lot of weak links around here, old man. I'm better off away and on my own.
How long were you thinking of staying?
10 days to 2 weeks. I promised to behave myself. No complaining.
You know what they say about making promises you can't keep.
Yes or no?
You're always welcome, Tyler.
When would you like to come down? I'm on a bus.
A bus?
I didn't feel like making chit-chat with a limo driver.
Aha, I didn't figure you for slumming it.
God forbid. It was a last-minute decision. I figured if worse came to worst, you'd kick me out. And even if you kicked me out, Rena would just invite me back in. So actually, this call is a mere formality.
Decker smiled. Well, thanks for the heads up.
Can you pick me up?
I'm at work, Tyler.
What about Rena?
She's working today as well.
Surely someone can cover for you to pick up a fellow officer who was shot in the line of duty.
The bus station was over a half hour away in Hamilton. Not that Decker was doing much. A long silence ensued. I suppose I could send someone. An even longer silence. Or I suppose I could pick you up myself.
You just want to hear me say please.
Go for it, kid.
Please.
What time are you getting in?
In 45 minutes. And don't be late. I'm a stickler for punctuality.
The skies were gray and threatening, with temperatures in the high 30s. The highways had been cleared of snow from the last storm, but there were still pockets of ice on the asphalt. Still, it was good to get out of the station house. The new heating system was far from perfect. Most of the time it was stifling hot, except for a few areas that were still freezing cold. The winter had been milder compared to last year, but in the northeast that still meant the usual white landscape against dark tree trunks and ice in the woods and lots of bare hard ground and dead grass in backyards. Rena had planted an indoor garden of herbs and tomatoes that she lovingly tended to in their sunroom. Lately, she had been talking about getting a dog, a pug or a papillon, something portable so when they visited the kids and grandkids, they could cart it around. Decker was a little more hesitant, but something small would be doable. He liked animals as long as they had 4 legs. In his decades working for law enforcement, he'd had enough of the biped kind. Decker pulled up to the station just as the bus was arriving. He stretched as soon as he got out of the car. Being cramped behind the wheel of a compact for a half hour took its toll on all 6 feet 4 inches of his body. That, and being older, although he felt in good shape. He still had a head full of white hair, his bushy mustache still held hints of its original...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?